Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Sorrell here with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to discuss minimizing taxes when you're selling something that has a gain. When we work with our clients, they fill out an onboarding survey. Many of you have already done that, that are listening to this. And in that, you can indicate what you might want help with. And many of our clients say specifically they want help in minimizing taxes on some sort of investment that they have and that they want to sell. Might be referring to big gains they have in a single stock. That's pretty common. Or just in a well-diversified portfolio of mutual funds or ETFs they want to. And maybe it's they feel like they have too many, and so they want to condense and simplify, so they want to minimize their taxes in that area. The other area that can come up is property. They've had a property for years. They want to move on from it, and it's had some good gains. So they want our help in minimizing the taxes. How to reduce the tax cost of this process? Now, obviously, this is not a bad objective, because the capital gains taxes will certainly have an impact on what you keep. It's a real cost. But sadly, sometimes, in fact, virtually all the time, many times, we don't have a tricky or clever way to avoid these taxes. We simply don't. It's the tax code. These capital gains taxes, they're in there. It's the law. Now, you could lie on your taxes. I don't think that's a good idea. Of course, death, I think, in many cases, will wipe out these taxes. Of course, that's not what you want to see happen as well. However, I should comment that many people will say, I'm going to hold on to these things till I pass, and they'll just be a step up in cost basis. That'll wipe out the gains. Okay, there's that. But that's not what they're talking about when they fill out our onboarding survey. So how can you minimize these? Well, you don't have to sell them, just hold on to them. But that's not what you want to do. That's not what you put that on the form for. You want to sell the thing that you have. Here's one, a way to minimize the tax. If you have a gain and you realize it and you sell it, just write it off against the loss. That's one way you can do this. Works really well in the same calendar year. If you have a gain for $100,000, you have a loss for $100,000, you realize them both in the same year. There you go. It's gone. You just have to have a loss to use. Tends to be a big problem for most people. And you don't want to have these things, by the way. Having a loss is a loss that means you invest in something that went down in value. So you really don't want to have one of those two. But if you have one, you could use it. Some people have loss carryovers. We've come across clients that have hundreds of thousands of loss carryovers, and they know what to do with them usually before they reach out to us. Another way you can try to do this to avoid to minimize the taxes is sell when your income is low. Maybe your income is so low, your adjusted gross income, or maybe it's your modified adjusted gross income, is so low that you'll be in the 0% capital gains tax bracket. You can wait for that, and then you sell. That means you got to wait for it. And you may end up not even being in that capital gains tax bracket anyway, so that may not end up working. Either it's going to be a long time or it's not going to happen anyway. Another way that might come up, we've even talked with clients about this, is maybe you sell it over time. Maybe that's a better idea. That might work better. But as I talk with clients about this, sometimes it doesn't even really matter, because whether you sell it in time, whether or not you sell it over time or not, it's the same tax bracket, capital gains tax bracket, each year. It would be the same thing. So maybe that's not a benefit. If you have a property, you could do what's called a 1031 exchange if you meet the IRS guidelines, but then you got to own another property, which maybe is not what you want to do anyway. So what's my point on this one? We'll try to help you. We'll give it our best shot, but we may not be clever or smart enough on this one for you. But if you find a way around this, let us know.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.